Most recently, it has been a hangout for winos and junkies. Before that, it was a warehouse and a motorcycle repair shop. Before that, God knows. The only reason it survived is that some nutter slapped a preservation order on it. A few of its original features have remained intact, not that they're much to write home about. But I can't say all this, can I? I have to say something like, it's an amazing piece of living history, which must be revived to serve the needs of the modern community. Call me a cynic if you like. I prefer the word realist. The old Essex fronts onto Alley Street, Whitechapel, and it was in some godforsaken courtyard round the back of it that Jack the Ripper did for one of his victims. Which one? Look it up for yourself. I have never understood why people should take the remotest interest in that squalid old monster, whoever he or she was. Eh? Well, why shouldn't it have been a she? I'm no sexist. I'm an equal opportunity sort of guy, me. I merely mention the fact just to give you an impression of the kind of glorious, heritage-packed part of London we're talking about. As a matter of fact, it was shortly after the Ripper murder that there had been a fire at the old Essex, after which it stopped being a theatre and embarked on its checkered history as a hangout for bikers and junkies. God knows how or why it escaped.